For a day and a half this week, supporters and critics of Gary George testified about the ups and downs of the former Milwaukee senator. George pled guilty this year to conspiracy to defraud the government in a corruption case that allegedly brought him hundreds of thousands of dollars. George asked for probation and spoke for more than an hour yesterday about his family, the home he owns in a wealthy Milwaukee suburb, and his career. He even mentioned he once headed a state board that partly controls Wisconsin public broadcasting. But federal judge Rudolph Randa said that public service is not an excuse to violate the fundamental trust of the people. So Randa has ordered a 4-year prison sentence for George. U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic had asked for a 5-year term, but Biskupic says he's fairly pleased.
I think it's clear that the judge accepted our position, that Gary George sold out his position, that his office turned into Gary George Incorporated.
George's mother said afterwards that she thinks the sentence is racist. George is an African American, and the judge and prosecutor are white. The former senator headed straight for a car and said, quote, "We'll see what comes next." The next step appears to be a second try by George defense lawyer Alex Flynn to stop the sentence until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on a controversial set of sentencing guidelines that narrow a judge's discretion.
We're very disappointed. The state of the law is uncertain, and we're going to ask for a stay.
The High Court may take up the guidelines case this fall, but U.S. Attorney Biskupic says Judge Randa was operating under a previous set of guidelines, and Biskupic says he doubts George is going to avoid a prison sentence.
Gary George is not going to get a sentence of less than 6 months, so the idea that he should avoid jail now because the Supreme Court hasn't made up his mind seems a little counterintuitive.
At this point, George has about a month before he has to report to prison. He could wind up at an institution in Duluth. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.